I've been thinking about something to do, but I did not know that God has pointed me. You see, it make my mind to run back to what Pastor Jeff, you told us that you teach us about Titus, how the leaders must be, how we must spread out the gospel news to those who are in need of the gospel news. I'm so interested. I would like to start up sharing this gospel news in the slums with our fellow friends, the fellow citizens of the community, so that they should know the real God. I heard in Titus, he talked about the liars, people who are pretending to be like they are working for God, and yet they are working for other demons. So I'm going to be confident, and I will keep praying God to give me the power, so that whatever things I will do, as we say, that pray and obey always lead. So I think my prayers will lead me to do the right things at the right time. And I believe that success must be in the slums for those who are the lost beginning. They don't know the right ways of Lord. And I'm so excited because that's what I asked last time, the first day, the first time you come. And I know that is a great achievement, because that comes from my heart to ask that we need a church in this slum. So complicated, and I'm so excited to be like, this time we shall be, you know, impacting these people with that real love of God, showing the real family of God, showing them that they can change and follow up the ways of the Lord, our Christ, because he has died for us. Though we are a sinner, sins is everywhere, but also we have to be kind in the ways of Lord. If you're doing things, you have to do it right at the right time. How? You have to put prayers first. You have to pray, Lord, to lead you in whatever things you're doing. Because if you're sharing the gospel, as you said, the gospel is something special. It's not just a news of the radio station. It's not a news, but it's the news from our Lord Christ, who has died for us on the cross. As I've been telling you, Pastor, people are so crazy. People are mind-minded. People are, you know. But I think that God point me all the way from 332 kilometers, northern Uganda. I live on the street for almost a long time. But I never knew that God was taking me on his way. But I can realize, because I couldn't believe that you come from America all the way to Kampala. And then you come and you meet me with Moses. And then, you know, things like this make my mind how you meet and how we meet in the first beginning with Auntie Christine. So this one make me to realize that God is calling me. He's calling me. Christ has called me, has bring me. Now I reach to the Messiah. I will be working with my friends. I will be sharing the gospel with them. And I believe that with God, I will share only the good news for the Lord Jesus Christ. I explain, M's, the small M, we have three M. Then there's a big M in the middle. This big M is very important. And then before, M, the first M is a miracle. That miracle is when God created you with something inside you where you will never forget him. So him is a miracle. That's a miracle I had, which has taken me to the Messiah. And then from the Messiah, I have to become a missionary. I have to spread out the word, the good news of our Lord. And I'm really interested in whatever you've been teaching us, because it's so interesting. It's all in my mind. And I believe that while I will keep revising myself in the Bible, I will be able to reach to people one by one, and I share with them the love of God, how the family, children of God, how they live, how the family of God lives, We always stay in love. We always have to care one another. And that is sounds so, so exciting for me and for my Lord. Because the Lord has created me. I never know that I could come from Guru and then I reach here. It's something crazy, you know. It's making me like, oh my God, you love me. And every time I say, God, thank you. So, yeah, I mean, the miracle, Messiah, and then missionary. That is a MMM.
Amen.
Amen.
Come together. Help us now to show the world how awesome you are. And we thank you for what you have done in Topista and Francis. In Jesus' name we pray together.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And grace my fears.
Once again, we have the opportunity to celebrate in the waters of baptism here in Lake Victoria, with our brother Francis, who wants the world to know that Jesus the Christ has saved his soul.
Amen.
Francis, in your own words, why are we here?
I'm here to show how to the public that Jesus Christ has given, has put on me a miracle. I'm now with the Messiah. I'm going to send out to the community, to the people, as a missionary, to spread out the word of Lord.
Amen. Amen. Francis, you know that this does not make you a Christian. We are here because you are a Christian, yes?
I am a Christian.
And are you willing to follow Jesus wherever he sends you, no matter what?
I'm ready to follow my Lord wherever he sends me, no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Well, Francis, now Moses and I have the great honor and privilege, our brother, to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. Woohoo! Hey. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God who put the same concern for you into the heart of Titus.
Katonda bawebaza okuberanga otegedde ekitufu. Ekigambo kya Titus eyo nakiraba awo. Pastor yava tusomera last week ekigambo kya Titus. Naye waliwo bingi nnyo kyakwekera kitayogera nko mu kyaki endala. Kiri nti Katonda akulaga loza pastor abadde ageza kuba nyonyola ere. Bumirako. Miracle ye umuwe mtu kufegeza Titus ya yogera bintu bingi nga nawo inakuberanga otwala yo moji mwa ole alikubweta buli mtu alikubweta ne ugena mwa ole obuyambe ntia buli mtu murwade mulubutu mu mitima ne ugena mujanja botia ugena mujja mukube sisi sifa ifunga alwade malaria obo ugena mutwala pola mpola ne Nana Bologanda, Neva Zanyo, Ukubanga, Mama Abamama Bange, Lerum Baku, Banyonyo Demo, Chitichi, Nemuchitegera Mangolo. Mampita Brother Okero, Francis, Era Tuliabana Patonda, Era Amanyaga Makagafe, Bajita de Bridge Family.
He has been discussing about the book of Titus, what he discussed early this week. And then he was telling them that most pastors don't talk about this book. But it's the truth, it's the summary. If you read and understand it, you will know how a true Christian should behave. And then he was referring to what you've been saying the whole of this week. He really summarized it so well for them.